What's up, fucker?
Hey, fucker.
Today, we are discussing an episode titled Husky Bobby.
Husky Bobby. You guys can guess what this one's about.
It's such a funny title. This is a real weird one. It's very funny. There's some weird stuff in it, but it's very funny. The character that's the photographer is my favorite part.
Is that Paul Giamatti?
Oh, shit. Let me look it up. King.
King. I think it's Paul Giamatti.
Oh, my God. Is that Paul Giamatti? That's so funny. Let's see. Husky Bobby is the... Where are you? Where are you? 18th episode of King of the Hill. It was... Why do they always... this website
they
tells
say it sequentially instead of by season.
No one cares if it's the 18th episode. It's the 6th episode of season 2. It was written by Jonathan Collier and directed by Martin Archer. And it does not say that there's a guest voice, so...
It sounds just like Paul Giamatti, the manager.
Well, no, Paul Carlo is direct. Oh, the manager.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Bobby's modeling manager. We're getting way ahead of ourselves, by the way. I thought you were talking about his modeling manager, the one with the beard and that's bald.
No. Okay.
You're talking about the super funny photographer that I wrote down every single line he said.
He's voiced by David Herman, who is an original cast member from Mad TV and played he played Michael Bolton in Office Space. Oh, it's that guy.
Yeah.
And he's been in a bunch of episodes of Bob's Burgers and everything. Okay, this makes sense.
Jonathan Collier, he wrote episodes of The Simpsons. He's like one of those Harvard Simpsons guys.
Uh-huh.
But he wrote the foot episode, Peggy's Feet.
Oh, funny. That's a classic.
Yeah, it's got some like wild ass name too. Like Peggy's Sex Feet or something.
It's canon. Okay. Who the fuck played the... Okay, well, we'll get to that. When we get to him, I'll look
it up. We'll get to it. I just wrote it down. Is that Paul Giamatti? And then got distracted and didn't look it up. All right. Let's get started.
Okay. He has a real... He kind of looks like James Lipton or something in the face, that character.
Yeah.
And sometimes they make the characters look like the person, like the James Carville character in the last episode, so... Maybe something weird like that. Shellwinds. They're at a store called Shellwinds, which is it sells grills and shoes and shit. And Hank is very excited.
Yeah, it's like one of those in small towns. They have. I wanted to talk about this. They have like those feed stores or like a general store or something. And it'll be like that. Like they'll sell, there's like a whole section of dinnerware and flatware and then a whole section of Christmas decorations and then everything you need for a grill. And then there's like boys' clothes and women's clothes. And it's like all of the stuff you would need, like a sporting goods store, but not a chain. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a one-off Shellwinds.
Yeah.
Hank is saying, he's looking at some shoes, some work boots, and he's saying, a fella could get a lot of work done in shoes like that.
Yeah. And then Peggy goes, Hank, do you think I'd look good in those earrings? Oh, that was Luann.
Oh, that's weird.
That was weird. But she asked him if she would look good in the earrings, and he goes, oh, focus up, Peggy. It's about practicality.
Yeah, he says, those earrings don't keep you warm.
Those earrings don't keep you warm.
Our earrings don't keep you warm. And then they leave with the fucking shoes. So Hank is just the center of the universe. And his wife is disappointed because he's being a dick about the earrings. Okay,
Well, Bobby's trying on these pants.
That's right.
And they're trying to like reorient the pants so that they'll fit. And they call the salesman over to ask him if there's a trick to the pants. And he's like, I think that this might not be the right time in your son's life for Shellwinds. He's basically telling them that Bobby is fat and that he has to go to the Husky store.
Yeah, the Husky store
is called H. Use it.
H Dumpties.
Yeah. It's like a poop store.
No, it's hot.
I know I'm too dumpty, but like just H Dumpties sounds like so fucking gross. I don't know why. Oh,
H Dumpties.
Dumpties. So Peggy's trying to, well, they're like, it's a, you know, it's a like a Husky boys store, and Peggy's trying to explain to Bobby like what being Husky is.
Right.
But she's doing it in this like like real soft hippie parenting, like being it different is the best thing in the world. And Bobby looks all forlorn, and then he looks up at his dad and he goes, "Is that true, Dad?" And Hank is like, "Oh, yes, son."
Clearly, that's the opposite of everything he believes, though. So he's like,
he's just trying to go along with what Peggy says, but he's like, "No."
So now they're in the car and they're trying to break it to him gently, and Bobby's in the back seat and they're just sort of saying weird stuff. Like Peggy says, every snowflake is different. And Hank goes, yeah, some are a whole lot bigger than others.
It's just, Hank is like so insensitive in this episode. And also like at the end of it, I don't want to spoil it, but he's totally not right. And then it just works out for him. And it may, I'm maybe more mad at this episode than I have been at a lot.
It's kind of a bummer. It's not great. It's
not a great. Yeah, this isn't like a feel good episode.
I'm sorry. The whole show is kind of like, I love King of the Hill. It's very funny, but the centrism of it, the philosophy, is kind of like consistently really like a bad formula.
Yeah, and it really bothers me, and it's always a letdown, and it's like, that's not the lesson you were supposed to learn. Like at the end of this, he doesn't get it. He doesn't learn the lesson. He just gets his way.
Yeah.
Okay. But we'll get to that. I'm fucking pissed, Jake.
I am too. I want Bobby to be
dads.
He wants to be a child Husky model. Okay, so yeah.
He goes to Humpty Dumpties. They're driving there. They get there.
When they're driving him back, though, this is a funny moment. When they're saying all the snowflake stuff, he doesn't understand what's happening. He goes, are you taking me to the vet?
Oh, yeah.
And then they get to Dumpties.
Yes.
And Hank is trying to, like, put a spin on this to make it exciting to Bobby. So he's saying, yeah, those like big overalls and stuff, they got to have some kind of advanced polymer in them that helps them stretch for sports and skateboarding.
Yeah, he picks up these jeans and he's like, why do they have to stretch like this, Dad? And he's like pulling on these big stretchy pants. Yeah, and he's like, well, those are for sports, son. he's like, look at all those kids. They're all wearing baseball caps.
There's all these little fat kids running around
wearing baseball caps. All the models in the pictures, and he's like, look at them, they're all wearing baseball caps and t-shirts. I thought they love sports.
He says something really weird. He says, a juvenile is always stretching his clothes, you see.
Hank's a freak.
Hank is so weird, but that's like a total like type of dude who, like, an old white man that would say the word juvenile to describe like a kid,
his son.
Overly technical cop language for everything.
Yeah.
Bobby realizes that it's a fat kid store, and Peggy says, you should be proud because you're different, being different's the best thing in the world. All right, we already talked about that.
Yeah. They convince Bobby that like that's his store, and he needs to just like try it out, you know?
So then he gets into it, and there's a montage of like
a fashion show.
Yeah.
Bobby tries on all of the different clothes. He's like, look at me, I'm wearing a suit. He's trying on all these different clothes and he's loving it.
When he puts on the suit, he calls himself a minister.
Yeah, look, Dad, I'm a minister. And Hank's like, whoa, all right, son.
And he puts on like a weird like a sweater type thing, like a zip-up sweater. He says, look, I'm a football coach. And there's another one where he's got a little hat and he kind of looks like Chairman Mao. It's cool.
Yeah.
But then Hal Dumpty, the owner of the store, comes by.
It's H. Dumpty.
The H is short for Hal, apparently. And he sees Bobby and he's like, I've got to have this kid in my fashion show. So he offers him a modeling job. And Hank immediately panics and he's like, we have something very special planned for tomorrow. So we can't do that tomorrow or whatever. And everyone's like, what is it? He's like, it's so special. I didn't tell you about it. This is bullshit.
Yeah, he's just freaking out because he doesn't want his son to be a fashion model in a boys' fashion show in a mall.
Yeah, which is like, I don't know, it's kind of reasonable, but also your kid wants to do it. You let him do it.
Yeah, he's not being like, he's not giving him any support at all. He's like, no, this is wrong. And like making Bobby feel like it's wrong instead of explaining to him like maybe what like the reasons why he's reticent to let him do that. He's just like, you're a freak. You can't do it. And it makes Bobby sad.
Yeah, right. There's actually probably a better way to do the centrism.
There's a way better way to do that.
Like,
well, not the centrism thing, but there's a way better way to like break it to your kid that you don't want them in a fashion show at a mall. Just be like, hey, you know, that's, we've never done this before. That's like, to me, it would just be crazy if a man came up and wanted my son to be a model and the fashion show was like the next day.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, just like the entire arc of the episode, like I think I could write a better King of the Hill plot about this where like Bobby somehow gets to do his thing at the end, but then,
yeah,
you know, it's
and
not
and learn
maybe
something, and Hank maybe like, you know, gets it that like I just
like maybe they point. Get away from the like the predatory nature of these weird fucking like agents and photographers and stuff, because that's like,
yeah.
The episode, I think, is right to kind of antagonize these people because they are weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just watched that fucking Nickelodeon documentary. Now I think everyone is a pedophile.
Me too, man.
It's fucked up. Okay. Well, anyways, we'll get back to the episode. So Bobby's at home and he's got this Argyle like golf vest on and like a little hat. And he's showing it off and he's doing squats to Luann and going, look, no rips.
Yeah. And he's like, it turns out that I was just a medium.
Right. I thought it was an XXL. He's a medium. Yeah, this is a medium at the Husky store.
In the Husky boys. Yeah.
Luann's like excited. She's like, oh, you're going to be a model. Models are some of the happiest people on earth. This is really funny because this is like in the late 90s when stuff's going on, you know?
Uh-huh.
And Bobby says, I like being happy.
Yeah, that's sad.
Luann then goes, I'll drive you and I'll be your driver and stylist. I'm working on getting my license in both.
And then Hank comes in and Bobby says, Dad, a man took pictures of me.
This is where I started to get a little irked, a little weirded out. I was like, this is kind of a good point. Like,
yeah.
Maybe he should. That's bad. Hank's reading a newspaper and he says, wait a minute. This isn't a restaurant review. This is a paid advertisement.
I got duped.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hank then goes, what? I thought we agreed I was too busy for you to be a model.
He shows him all the pictures that he took, and then he's flipping through, and they get to this copper tone picture, like the old copper tone ads, remember?
Yeah, with his
butt
out.
The dog is pulling the bathing suit down. Yeah, and Bobby's wearing little buttless pajamas.
He's got what's referred to as a union suit on. I used to have one of those.
Cool. And with the butt and everything?
Yeah.
Did you poop out of it?
Yeah. It was really cold
for winter,
in New York. And somebody was fucking I was at a bar and this comic was like, check this out. And he sort of like unzipped his shirt. He's like, you know what this is? It's a union suit. And I was like, shut the fuck up. Like a prospector? That's so cool.
Yeah. So
I got one.
Long Johns.
Yeah. And I thought it was really funny. I was like, man, it's so comfortable. You feel like you're in pajamas everywhere you go. But the thing is, as soon as you're at a bar and you have to like take a shit, it's over.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to take off your pants and then take off your undersuit.
Yeah. One time the flap, I sat down and it went into the toilet.
Oh my God. I wear overalls a lot. You know that. And I dip my little overalls in the toilet all the fucking time, dude. And it's always when I'm like working, I'm like pissing in the fucking Alamo or something. Come out. And I just like, oh, I just had to take paper towels and just wring it out. And I can't change. And then I just have piss shoulders.
Yeah. Oh, it's your shoulders.
Yeah. It's next to my head.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
I'm like, come on, let's go to the Riverwalk. Pissy.
They don't know. They think you just ran a marathon.
That's happened to me like 3 or 4 times. Ran a marathon and sweat piss.
I was going to say, somebody threw a drink through the water in your face at the end.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you should tell people.
It wasn't water. It was piss.
Tell them you just coached a football game and you won and then...
Yeah, it's Gatorade.
Yeah, not piss.
Not piss, okay? It's not my own pee-pee. I did not notice that my pants was in the water.
Oh, man. So Bobby then is like, that, the one with the bum flap. He's got like, he's got the little bum flap open. His ass is out. And he's like,
And Hank goes, whoa.
He's got a pan of like muffins. Like he cooked them.
Yeah. He's pulling them out of the oven.
Yeah.
And he's bent over and his butt is out.
He says, that's the one that's going to be in the paper tomorrow. And Hank gives us a Hank Hill bois, like you said.
Yeah.
And
but like, it is an inappropriate picture.
It totally is.
And it's like confirming what like Hank probably suspected. You know, he's like, what the hell? Why is my son's butt going to be in the paper?
I don't know, though, because Hank never seems to worry that his child is actually in danger of like getting groomed.
He's just
like, you're going to embarrass yourself because the kids are going to be mean to you.
Yeah.
He should have been like, why did you, this adult, I don't know.
Why is there a nude photo of my son? Why did H. Dumpty take a nude photo of my son? Oh, this fucking show, man.
Yeah, okay,
so the paper comes in the morning.
Yeah, but first Hank's on the phone. Still the day before. He's on the phone. He's yelling at the paper. And he goes, if you run that ad, my son can never go back to school. Then next morning, the papers come. Hank goes around trying to like steal all the newspapers.
Yeah, he goes out to the front, opens it up. It's like the center fold. He just goes down the street and tears out all the pictures of Bobby's butt. And then he pulls up into freaking Bill's yard. And he thinks that he got caught by Bill. He's like picking up the newspaper to tear it out. And Bill's like, did you come over here to have breakfast with me?
That's pretty good, Bill.
I'm working on it because you thought I was lonely. I worked on it a lot.
Me too. All right, we're going to get somewhere with this Bill shit.
And he goes, oh, sure. So it's like super sad. Bill thinks that Hank came to surprise him for breakfast and he goes inside and he goes, I'll start grading the taters. And he goes inside and Hank just looks around and walks away. He just goes home.
I don't know how to explain this, but when I learned that Bill makes potatoes for breakfast, it made a lot of sense to me.
What do you mean?
I don't know. He just seems like a
potato man.
Like a potato guy. Like there's just like
he's a spud man.
Our friend Blake put an Instagram picture on the other day of him eating at a diner in his beloved hometown of Richmond. He was eating fucking Scrapple and some other like weird abomination from that area's diners.
Meat pie.
Yeah. And I was like, I told him, like, you disgust me. Like, but same vibe. Like,
yeah.
Schlubby dudes love brown food or something. I can't quite place it.
But hash browns are good, man.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? He's eating hash browns. Okay, hash browns are good. For some reason, he's shredding.
No, he said, I'm going to go shred the potatoes.
You know what? I retract my statement. Hash browns are delicious. I was thinking home fries, which I also like.
Dude, home fries are dumpy. Home fries are H dumpty.
That's what the H stands for.
Yeah, home fries I do not like because they're never done well.
It's like
one time at the do you know that place, the Omelet Tree in Austin?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so we went there and it was like 1:30. They close at 3. And Jackson wanted to get the Eggonomical. It's that their cheap breakfast, you know, that we go for. And he was going to get home fries. And the guy straight up told us, oh, you don't want to get those right now. He was like, we made those this morning, man. You don't want to get those right now. And we were like, all right. Thank you for your honesty. But like anytime I order home fries, I think they're going to be fucking awesome. And they're always like stale. And like they're like old potatoes.
Yeah, I like them.
They just taste like old potatoes.
I like when they're like deep fried, when they're like kind of almost crispy on the surface. But sometimes they're just like sludgy.
Well, restaurants will do the thing where they'll like cook them on the flat top with like peppers and onions and seasoning and all that shit, and then they'll just put them in a fucking pan.
Yeah.
In a hotel pan and just like stick it in the walk-in, and then they do a scoop of that back on the griddle or in the fryer. And right. It's like, my guy, that's just that's just an old potato.
And that's something Bill Dotry would eat. No, wait, he eats hash browns. All right. H. Dumpty would eat that. That's what I'm going to
H. Dumpty would eat that.
Hank is saying, you don't want to make a big deal out of this. Like Bobby's all excited or whatever. They're back in like the breakfast table or something. And Bobby's saying, why not? I made $40 and got my picture taken and they let me keep the underwear. I'm still wearing it, Dad. Very funny line read right there.
Yeah.
Peggy says that she got a phone call from the second biggest talent agent in all of Arlen.
He wants to sign Bobby.
Yeah. Which is funny. Cause like, how many
the
talent
second
agents?
Biggest talent agent in Arlen.
Hank pulls Peggy to the other room and he's saying, why are you encouraging Bobby? I'm trying to contain an outbreak and you're driving the monkey to the airport. Reference to the movie Outbreak.
Yeah.
Someone says, what's the harm? Kids always victimize the ones who are different. Believe me, I know. Or what's the harm? Yeah. Kids always victimize the ones who are different.
Hank is like trying to get her to stop. And he's like, they always victimize the ones that they know are different. And I should know. And you think he's going to flash back to him getting bullied, but flashes back to Hank as a football player being like, catch this, fatty. throw something at a fat kid. And then the montage or the dream is over. The flashback.
Yeah. It's funny.
Yeah, Hank is trying to protect Bobby from kids like him.
Yeah, he was like a quarterback or something. This all makes sense. It tracks.
Yeah.
I was going to say, he kind of looks like a former fat kid body-wise, but...
That's what I thought. Like, that's the funny part of the joke is you think it's going to flash back to Bobby getting... or Hank getting picked on or something, you know, as a little kid.
Yeah.
But he's like in his Letterman jacket just being a piece of shit.
Peggy, though, is trying to... This is a very good kind of observation, honestly, by this show. She kind of reminds me of people I've met. Peggy says, yeah, don't you watch TV? The daytime talk shows are full of people saying, I'm proud, I'm different, and yada, yada, yada. So her, like, this is all coming from her self-perceived enlightenment, which is from watching daytime talk shows.
Yeah.
Hank says something about Oprah. He's like, well, maybe he's older. He can go on Oprah or whatever.
He says, well, if he goes on Oprah and he has nothing to talk about, then I'll have done my job.
Oh. And then Bobby is like putting his picture in a scrapbook, which is with his birth certificate and a leaf he found.
Yeah, this is my birth certificate. This is a leaf I found. And now this.
Now they're at the not Paul Giamatti agent's office, and the agent offers Bobby a
Paul Giannotti.
Nice.
Sorry, I would have come at that faster, but I was trying not to choke on my own spit.
He offers Bobby a bottle of water. Bobby says, "It's in a bottle." And he's like, "When you get to the top, most things are." You could be the next Andy Maynard. And then he shows him a picture of this kid who's like, I guess, like the big hotshot plus size boy model.
Yeah.
Bobby goes, "I know who he is. He likes a Sunday, even on a Monday." Because he like knows his ads.
His ads. And he thinks that it's his, like, that's his sentiment. he looks like the mean kid in Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
That's exactly what I was thinking. He looks like a comic, we were saying earlier, right?
Well, he looks like Louis Anderson.
That's right.
But a little boy. But I think he's like supposed to be like that kind of character, you know, like a little brat.
He is. Like, he's drawn very well. That's where my brain went immediately too, is this guy's a little asshole and he's the little Lord Fauntleroy.
He has like little old, like grown man hair on a boy's head, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a helmet of grown man hair. Like anytime I see a little boy that has like really done up hair like that, you know, and you're just like, that's unnatural. Like, why is that voice? Why does that voice head look like that?
The agent is then saying Coalfields of Texas is launching a new line called Gravitas.
And Bobby It's a catalog shoot.
Bobby is now completely lost in the sauce. He gets very intense and he says, "I want that account." He's having a little
he's in it.
Yeah. Now they're back at home. Hank is taking a new approach to trying to fix his problem. He's got the football with him and he says, "Hey there, son. What do you say we toss the old pig skin around?" But Bobby is too busy eating a big jar of peanut butter.
To stay supple.
He says, "I got to watch my shape." But what he means is he has to stay fat.
Yeah. I said, "Eating peanut butter to stay plump."
Hank goes, "How about you buy a round with me and I'll buy you that album from those you want, the album you want from those guys I hate." So probably a Slipknot album or something from the era.
Mudvayne.
Or a boy band. I can see Bobby going either way.
Yeah. O-Town.
Hank is either going to be mad that his kid is listening to like devil music or that he's listening to like pansy music. They all got hair gel in their hair and shit like that. Bill has... Oh, yeah. So Bill shows up and he's raked the yard for Bobby. Bobby hands him like a 20 or something because he's getting advances from his fucking agent. Yeah. He goes, "This peanut butter's not going to eat itself." He's like, Hank starts giving him shit about, like, that was your chore to rake the yard. He's like, the yard got raked.
Kinda yeah, he's sense. Like delegating tasks like a little Richie Rich.
Yeah. Peggy yells at Hank out in the alley. So we're off to the photo shoot. See you later. We're off to the, I did her voice wrong, whatever. Very little alley guys in this episode, but there's a shot of them here. Dale is saying, "Oh, you getting your family portrait done? You gonna comb your hair?"
Yeah. "Oh, Hank's gonna bring his comb." And they all laugh. And then Boomhauer is like, "Dang old man, dang that. Put your hair to the side, man. Looking good, man. Like, comb some gel in your hair. Dang old sissy stuff, man." It's just like they're making fun of Hank for taking pictures with his family.
Yeah, which isn't even what's happening.
Yeah, but to them, it's like, oh, the family man. Like, that's somehow unmanly and uncool to take pictures with your family.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Okay, so... The next scene, this is the best scene. They're at the photo shoot. I have closed captioning on when I watch this.
Oh, wait. I wrote down the direct end of the Boomhauer quote.
Oh, what does it say?
He goes, "Family boy getting his picture taken. Woo wee."
Woo wee.
Woo wee.
All right. Okay. So at the photo shoot, it's like,
there's like a club in Germany.
Yeah, it's like fucking like a German nightclub, Night of the Roxbury. There's a guy with a spike mohawk, a woman smoking, he's a woman spraying Bobby. But there's music. Yeah, the oots music playing. The closed caption on my like TV said Euro trash music playing, which is
what?
Euro trash, like the mean
that's
term.
That's a genre?
That's someone who was writing the closed captions was having a good time because that's like not. You're not supposed to do that, I think. Like, supposed to say,
no,
like,
you're not.
European techno or something.
Yeah, also, it's not. It's a Gypsy Woman by Crystal Waters.
Wow. Are they not European?
It's that la-da-dee-da-da-da, right? It's that song?
Oh, I don't remember. That makes sense, though.
Yeah, it's a song called Gypsy Woman.
Wow.
It's like a famous house song.
I can hear it now. I remember.
La da dee da 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 dee. That one. And like everybody's like, oh yeah. all the guys have like no sleeves, but their shirts are silver.
Yeah.
And they all look like the models from Zoolander, all the male models that live with Zoolander.
Yeah, totally.
Like just yeah, like goatees and funny glasses and spiky hair and stuff. But it just looks like, yeah, like a club and there's all this drama going on.
Hank runs up and finds Bobby, and Bobby goes, we're coming off of five. Grab a plate and settle. And, like, saying all this lingo from the industry and stuff. And Carlo, the photographer, is yelling, can we please be quiet? And Bobby goes, Carlo is upset today. He had a spat with Orlando. I'm learning so much. Hank goes, my God, Peggy, I feel like I've died and gone to New York. and then Luann says, the director wants to put Bobby in the little Junior Plus fashion show. Then Carlo, the best character, says a bunch of insane shit while he's photographing Bobby. So
yeah,
the first,
here we go.
The first scene or set or whatever is Bobby at like a next to a birthday cake wearing like a little suit. And he says, okay, it's your birthday. Yes. You're older now. Where has the time gone, little man? And you make a wish for something magical. Don't tell.
And then the next one is he's in a football outfit with sandals.
You want to do this one?
No, I want to do the lifeguard one.
Okay, I'll do this one. Run, okay. Run, go to the 50, go to the 60. This is your dream come true.
Go to the 50, go to the 60.
This is your dream come true. They try to tackle you, but you won't let them because you look so fantastic.
They can't mess up your outfit. And then he's a lifeguard, and he's up on the little lifeguard station with his whistle twirling around. And he's like, hey there, lifeguard. Look at you up there on your perch so high. All around you, they splash and splash, but not you.
Oh god damn, that's funny.
He's like Hank Azaria's character in Birdcage. Hey there, lifeguard, look at you. All around you they splash and splash, but not you.
Oh god damn, that's funny. And then that's the one that pushes Hank over the edge, and he's just like, everyone fucking stop. None of this ever happened. And he drags Bobby out of there, shuts it down. There's a car ride where like everyone is quiet, but every once in a while someone says like, well, and he's like, no. And then it goes around the car, Bobby, Peggy, and then Luann goes, Uncle Hank, no. And Luann goes, you don't even know what I was going to say. And then just add it for no reason, just to tag a joke onto this scene. Luann goes, my hair is caught in the door, and her hair is caught in the door.
Yeah, it's like flying all wild.
Which is the thing that happened to me recently. That's why I got a haircut recently.
Really?
It can happen.
Yeah, it's happened to me before. It hurts.
It's real. Okay. Now they're in bed, Hank and Peggy. Hank is saying, somewhere along the way, we forgot to teach Bobby shame. Peggy's just asleep with her curlers in. Hank says, by tomorrow, he'll forgotten about the fashion show. But in the morning, Bobby is running out to catch a cab that he called with his money.
Like, yeah, like the sun just came out and he's got one of those like suit hangers with the bags on it, you know, so he's got all of his little outfits and he's running away.
Yeah, his little dry cleaning. Hank, none the wiser, gets up. He says, oh, he must be sleeping still. I better go talk to him. He thinks he slept in because he's depressed. And he starts talking to the pile of what looks like a Bobby underneath the covers. He says, one day you'll understand how much love it takes to crush a little boy's dream. But then he realizes what's up. He pulls the covers
it's
back.
It's a football.
It's the fucking football. And Hank panics and he runs to Luann's bed and goes, oh, did she do the same thing? And then he rips off the covers and she did not.
Buckley.
Yeah. Buckley, her ex-boyfriend, on again, off again, apparently. And he goes like, I'm in a crisis situation, so you two take turns kicking each other's asses.
And then they get in the truck and they're like speeding to go make it.
He's just fucking flooring it. He's bored. This is the most freaked out he's been in the show yet. He says, I didn't fill up 89 octane for nothing.
And he's like, brah. And Peggy says, she's like, this is it, Hank. We're missing his big moment. And he's like, no, we're going to stop it. This is like the worst part. This part makes me so sad because Hank's like, fuck this. He's going to go like rip Bobby off the stage pretty much.
Bobby is walking up and checking in at the fashion show with the host. He gets a tote bag and a lanyard and then what's clearly like cologne, but it says toilet water on it, which I guess is
eau de toilette.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
French. That's
okay. Toilet water.
He's like, is that in case we run out?
In case of emergencies? Just pour this water in the back of the tank.
It's like just a little bit. It's funny. Hank, the mean kid with the like weird monotone voice and a bunch of bullies show up to the fashion show. And the host is explaining all the proceeds go to the schools and there are free donuts. And the mean kid goes, we'll do it for the schools. Backstage. The weird Louis Anderson kid, Maynard, is...
Andy Maynard.
Andy Maynard, right. He's being a dick, and he's saying, like, do you want to get in trouble? Then go get me a brownie and stuff. And
yeah, he's like marking his territory in the green room because Bobby is so excited, and he's like this new kid on the little husky boy modeling circuit. And Andy Maynard's like, this is my whole fucking dressing room and you need to go get me a brownie if you want to like stay out of trouble, right?
Yeah.
And Hank pulls up to the mall and they're like in stop and go around the roundabout in front of the mall. Uh-huh. And Hank just fucking puts it into gear and drives over the middle like median thing and then just parks in front of the mall, like in front of the door. And Peggy's like, oh, and he gets out and he's just running, bolting through the mall. And he runs out to the balcony that's above the foyer, not foyer, but like the big area where the stage is.
Yeah.
And the stage for the little husky boy fashion show is a like long runway. And then there's a big whale.
Yeah. It's like hanging suspended.
Yeah. Cool. Like as the decorations. It's so weird.
Hank starts looking for Bobby and he goes to like the backstage dressing area, rips open the curtain, and there's just a bunch of like naked fat kids. It's like a locker room type situation.
Yeah, they all scream.
And he goes, relax, it's nothing I haven't seen before. And then he pauses for a moment and looks at one particular kid and goes, ugh. Also, he should not be okay seeing a bunch of new
children. Yeah, you shouldn't be in there.
Yeah, you're on a watch list now, Hank.
You and Carlo.
The agent is now saying, you're going on first, and gives a sea captain's hat to Bobby, who's in a little sea captain.
He's like, you got this, sailor.
This makes the bully kid Andy Maynard cry. And
he's like, what? Andy Maynard always goes on first.
The agent's like, knock him dead, sailor boy.
And I feel like Kathy Bates could play Andy Maynard.
Totally.
Andy Maynard always goes on first. Like some big old monologue.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
But he's so sad because it's all this little boy has. He's probably pretty lonely. I bet you he's just got a mom that he walks all over and no dad.
None of this shit should be happening. This entire industry is all predators. I don't trust this guy for a second. He's like,
I don't trust any of them.
Knock him dead, sailor boy. What the, why has he got a little new little favorite? What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Hank then grabs Bobby and he goes like, are you going to come quietly? And they have a little like climactic sort of spat where they argue and Bobby says, why are you always trying to turn me into you? And Hank's like, "This, well, I've seen the same after school special. I'm not an alcoholic and you're not an ice skater. So,
which like, is like, this is like the one profound moment where Bobby actually says like what we're all feeling. But like, this is the part that I was talking about where like the lesson is not learned here.
Yeah, it's
like Bobby straight up tells him, even though he's like parroting a fucking like TV show he watched. That's how Bobby expresses himself because he's a weird little boy. And so he's like, dad, like, why are you always trying to turn me into you? And like, he really means it. He just expressed himself through a monologue from a TV show.
Yeah, totally.
Like lots of people do, you know? And like lots of normal fucking people do, Jake.
It's totally normal.
It's totally normal to express yourself through television and film. And
then, something struck a chord, Avo.
And Hank just straight up shoots him down and is like, nope, that's not it.
Hank says, you'll be embarrassed. And Bobby goes, you'll be embarrassed.
Yeah. Is it because I'm going to be embarrassed or because you'll be embarrassed? And then he walks over and he's like, my dad's not going to let me do this.
And the agent goes, come on, are you too sexy for your shirt or aren't you? I don't know, I did the wrong accent there, but that's weird. And Bobby starts kind of sulking and going like, I can't do it because of my dad. So then there's another fake out. This is actually pretty funny. Hank goes, Bobby, wait. And you're like, oh, he's going to let him do it. And he goes, why don't you drape this poncho over you until you get to the car? He's like ashamed of his son. And Bobby.
This is when the house music plays. It wasn't in the, it was Eurotrash music in the other one.
Okay, I apologize.
But they aren't supposed to use that term, but it was just like generic techno music in the other one, and the fashion show is where they use that house music.
Eurotrash is a pretty funny term.
Yeah.
I'll give it to him. Bobby makes a break to run back to the stage, and he's like, the whale confetti's about to go off. And he's like, Carlo,
they run,
Carlo,
they run
help.
Back to the, they run back to like the balcony where Hank saw everything first.
Yeah. And then the mean kids start fucking pelting. Throwing the donuts at the fat kids on the
and it's
fat.
Like like slow motion montage of the mean kids just pelting all of these little husky boys, all these little husky boy models with all the donuts, and it's like la da dee da da. Like all this fashion show music. And Hank or Bobby's like, oh, how did you know that was going to happen, Dad?
It looks like a war zone at the end.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
It's fucked up. They're all like lying on the ground unconscious. All the kids.
And at the end, after they're all like on the ground, then the confetti whale goes off, which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Bobby finally understands that his dad was trying to protect him from getting pelted by donuts. And he says, I feel good right now. I'm going to have Bill wash your car.
It just, it's so empty. There's no, like, I don't like it.
The ending is bad. Hank declares that, you know, this goes to show you father knows best and the mother is usually wrong, which is something he just jams in there unrelated to anything that's happened here. Well, I guess he was arguing with Peggy about this.
Yeah.
But then Peggy brings up the fact that he brought a solo flex. She's like,
it's like a bow flex.
Yeah. And she's giving him all this shit. Oh, mother's usually wrong. What about that fucking solo flex? You said you're going to use it every day. It'll be cheaper than going to the gym, yada, yada. And then it just sort of fades to black. Weird ending.
It's a weird ending. It's like not happy marriage or happy family ending at all. It's like, I'm Hank Hill, and I got my way, and I traumatized my son. And my wife is stupid. And then Peggy's like, well, fuck you. What about that fucking exercise equipment? And then it's over.
I feel like Hank wrote this episode.
Yeah. It's weird. It's a, it doesn't have any, like, nice vibes to it.
Yeah. I looked up Claude Stokes is the name of the Paul Giamatti guy.
The manager? Okay.
It doesn't say who voices him. This is really weird. Claude Stokes, King of the Hill voice. I'm just going to Google it. It might be uncredited. I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess we'll never know.
All right, I guess so. I'm Googling it too. I'm not coming up with anything. Okay.
It says in the wiki for this, it's got all their names listed, and it says Hal Dumpty in parentheses only appearance. Okay.
Okay.
Good to know. Here's some trivia from the episode. Luann is seen back together with Buckley in person after their breakup in season one episode, Luann's Saga. They continue to date until Buckley's death in season two episode, Propane Boom. Uh-oh, spoilers. Although Luann hinted they were back together in King of the Anthill, Buckley did not return in person until this episode. Here we go. The song playing during the fashion walk at the end before the donuts are thrown is Gypsy Woman, She's Homeless by Crystal Waters. You nailed it. She's homeless? Yeah. Wait a minute. Gypsy Woman, parentheses, she's homeless.
That's the title?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was Gypsy Woman. I just thought it was la-da-dee, la-da-da. Why is it called that?
I don't know. You know what? Fucking, like, dance music from Europe in the 90s.
Well, this is like New York house music.
Oh, okay.
From the 90s. This is like a famous house track.
Well, then I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
The title of that song is Gypsy Woman, parentheses, she's homeless.
Like, Gypsy Woman kind of implies that she like roams around. You don't have to just say she's homeless.
Both redundant and kind of just rubbing it in at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. Ethnic Romanian woman. She's houseless.
That's fucking crazy.
I don't know what to say.
But you were right. That is the song.
I was right. La da dee, la da da. I think it's like one of those songs that was in like Party Girl or something, that Parker Posey movie.
Yeah, that makes sense. Hank's statement about trying to contain an outbreak is a reference to the film Outbreak. Yada, yada, yada.
Oh, yeah.
The red-haired woman who greets guests at the fashion show appears to be the same red-haired bar waitress who Cotton Hill has a habit of slapping on the rear of whenever he eats and drinks at the bar she works at. Great grammar structure there. It is possible that she quit that job briefly after Cotton slapped her rear in season one episode of Shins of the Father. This is crazy. This is just
that's when he takes Bobby to the bar.
It's just a cartoon, though. There's no actual backstory. However, she is seen working at the bar again in season three of episode Next of Shin, where Cotton again slaps her rear. Husky Bobby would mark the first time her voice was heard. You know what? All right, fair enough. That is the same character.
They just like, that's funny. Because sometimes they'll just use the same cells and like they'll look like people, you know. But I guess like Arlen's a small town. So yeah, she probably did work a moonlight as a fashion show greeter.
Yeah, that's crazy.
For Husky Boys.
All right. Well, that is Husky Bobby. It's got some funny moments. It's overall a bad story. But it's a funny episode, King of the Hill. I'll give it that.
I will give it that.
Yeah.
What you got going on?
Oh, not much. I'm just chilling in Los Angeles. I'm just chilling in Los Angeles. I'm Hillary Clinton now. Nothing. I got my other podcast, Pod Damn America. and my other podcast, Why You Mad. You probably know about them if you're here, but if you aren't and you're interested in politics and philosophy and stuff like that, check it out. I just did an episode about going to the fucking encampments at UCA and fighting a bunch of Nazis. It was crazy. What about you?
I'm featuring for Chris Kattan.
That is bananas.
Yeah, no, it's mango. Oh.
That's why you get paid the big bucks, Avo.
Thank you. May 10th, got pretty.
Right, my cat just jumped in my lap. I want to play
Murray.
Everyone keep an eye out for Murray. All right, bye, fucker.